You're watching Democratic National Convention coverage from Chicago. I'm Frederica Freiber. We'll stay with NewsHour coverage, but we want to check in now with Here and Now senior political reporter Zach Schultz, who comes to us from Chicago. And hi, Zach. We know that tonight, coming up, we will hear from Michelle Obama and former President Barack Obama, but you are covering all manner of Wisconsin down there in Chicago. What can you tell us?
Well, this morning, the Wisconsin delegation at their official breakfast proceedings heard from a few more celebrities from the Democratic Party from around the country. Arizona Senator Mark Kelly came in, and Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear came in, and they will be speaking throughout the week from the podium and the main stage. But one of the highlights for everyone was hearing from their own Congresswoman Gwen Moore, who represents Milwaukee in the 4th Congressional. And one of the things that she was talking about is the importance for Democrats to focus on what Kamala Harris's agenda actually means for real people. And she said that they need to center that around what it means for families and for women. And here's what she had to say about that.
We have to gotta call it what it is. It's a family-centered economy that focuses on providing child care so that women can work. Focuses on expanding education, pre-K, paid family leave, restoring the child tax credit. Sounds to me, y'all, like a very feminine-centered, family-oriented agenda.
So after meeting with delegates there in Chicago this morning, Gwen Moore zipped back up to Milwaukee to be at the Kamala Harris-Tim Walz rally that is happening at the Fiserv. But on the ground there in Chicago, Zach, there were pro-Palestinian protests, but not on the massive scale projected. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We had heard coming into the convention there could be up to 20,000 protesters. We saw a very large police presence yesterday at the First Amendment zone where the protesters were to assemble. There were some clashes and interactions between protesters and police, tearing down some barriers. They definitely blocked traffic and made things more difficult for delegates to get in and buses to come through, but nothing of the sort that really impacted inside the building too much. The question is, what happens throughout the rest of the week? Do these protests continue? Do they grow? And what happens from the floor on Thursday when Kamala Harris makes her acceptance speech? Are there disruptions there as well? That's some of the things we're watching.
Okay, well, we appreciate you being there, Zach, and filling us in. Thanks so much. We will be here at the same time tomorrow night with latest updates from day 3 of the DNC in Chicago. And on Friday, join Here and Now at 7 o'clock for a special 1-hour program on the convention and what it means for Wisconsin.